All right, Cole, what are you doing this time?
Gary, it's revenge time.
Oh.
Yep.
Who are we getting revenge on together?
You. There's nary a glove in sight. And our randomization method this time is this sharps container.
Oh, sharps.
Yep.
I love sharps.
It's time to play a game, Gary. Yeah.
This will make you appreciate something.
Yeah. I want you to reach into that there sharps container. And then whatever you pull back, that's going to be what we cover.
Not really scared of sharps.
Really?
You know? No, huh. I understand, you know, this is the, I think that kids today are too coddled, you know, with their Common Core and stuff. Whereas myself eating dirt and turds my whole childhood, I am now immune to disease.
Yeah.
And bloodborne vectors do not apply to me. So,
Gwen, I want you to go back to every episode where Gary has been sick.
Yeah, those are coincidences.
Those happen to be witches' curses.
Yeah, those are mental health. I'm very susceptible to psychic damage.
you're constantly having psychic battles with the moon.
Yeah. I'm fighting the Shadow King nonstop. All right, so yeah, I got all these sharps in my hand.
Yeah,
what am I looking for?
Whatever one is like closest to your wrist or whatever, sharps, just dangling out of there. Yeah.
All right, let me pull out my hand here, my pincushion hand. Yeah. A lot of these had blood on them, and some of them had what looks to be TMNT2 ooze on them. Like there's some phlegm, some biles.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of humors in here.
And every single
on this
one
podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That one, let's see here. What did I write on the syringe? That says it is hospital escaper.
Oh, I am afraid of hospital.
I am so afraid of hospital, Gary.
Isn't that what it says at the bottom of this when you check it out? This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
You're listening to Abject Suffering, the weed strain that dealers don't acknowledge.
And this week, this is a Cole pick. I wanted to revisit the world of deranged mobile games. It's been a little bit since we have done that. And I saw somebody post a screen grab of, you know, of one of the ads for this. And I thought that was as good an excuse as any to get, you know, to talk a little, to revisit this world. Right. Just because the concept of building a game around I am afraid of hospital and running away from a doctor with a big syringe as if it is a concept for anything.
Yeah. I like how it has that Benny Hill like idea of a doctor.
Yeah.
You know, that he's just going to impale you with a human sized spear, you know.
Yep.
But this is a really weird. Did you choose this so we could do a game, an action game that literally has ads every three steps?
That was
Has ads where random encounters are in console RPGs.
Yep. Like, yeah, did not intentionally do that. Only discovered that when I sat down to play this for the show.
It's I did not get a half hour into this. Shown my third ad while in the middle of like a jump. And I was like, fuck this. Like, I got very upset at Hospital Escaper.
It is really bad. And then hope that you don't die. Pray that you don't die. Because it locked me into an ad again for all of it is ads for other ad farm mobile games.
Yes.
You know? But I just got locked into one after dying and I could not get out of it. I was surprised. The ads that you got, were they all of the flavor where it is like a short video of gameplay that does not reflect what happens in that game at all?
Yes.
It just like you've got the guy, you know, and they'll be like pointing a gun at somebody, and then it says tap to shoot, as though you have to advance, like trying to trick you into tapping before the
trying to get you into play. And then there's a tiny, tiny little off-white countdown in the upper right that you have to wait through.
Yeah.
This is another one from those good people at Goodroid who exclusively do this kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
I also, it has a 4.5 rating on Apple, which makes me think this is a incredibly corrupt.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And like this is bots making games for other bots.
Oh yeah, this is machines whispering to other machines.
Yes. In the so here is the when you start out, it says hospital escaper, I'm afraid of the hospital. Mm-hmm. The text description says, I'm afraid of the hospital. I do anything to get away from the hospital. This is the most entertaining game. Can you escape from the hospital? No, because there are gigantic red force field walls. Also, I'm not at the hospital a lot of the time. You start out in an amusement park.
And this has God, it's so fascinating, like the structure
the
around
fake
this.
Battle royale of this. But,
yep.
Like I'm playing against a human named Paula in our year 2023.
And there are in-app purchases for like seasons and stuff. And they promise if you buy enough, you get to play as the doctor chasing other people around. But it is literally just all AI.
Yeah, there's no people. It's all very fake. The one thing I found out looking at Goodroid is they have a game called Muscle Race 3D that they advertise. I need you to look at Muscle Race 3D.
Muscle Race 3D. Okay.
Where it also has the thing where it tries to trick you into thinking you're playing against another player, but gives them an antiquated name. Where I'm watching the demo, this guy absolutely kicked the ass of Elmer.
Hey, Elmer.
Hey, Elmer.
You're a real person in 2023, aren't you?
Yeah. Elmer lost. Yeah.
But these you're running from a big old muscle man.
Well, you're running, collecting weights, and the weights make you stronger as you pick them up. And then as you push a block, you get smaller until you turn into a little unstrong little guy. Fun. I don't know. And then Elmer has a really cursed dying animation that he does when he loses. His like muscles give out on him.
Yes. No muscle, no life. Collect your own color dumbbell and build up your body.
Here's a rating review for that game from somebody named Ads Can Be Cool Sometimes. The name of the review is Ads. Ad are sometimes good to watch because they give you like more games to download and stuff. But if you don't like it, it's like me. That's not the thing that you might not like, because every time when you're playing a game, you know, let's give you ad in the first one. We like when you go to times if you are. That's just really annoying. Sometimes people think ads are worth it to do it, but it's not as are worth it. Do you like cheer people up and down low with me? I'm down some of ads games, but not a lot. I get annoyed by that sometimes. If you're like person that's like ads person, love yourself. Okay. Just want to review. Give me a star. I don't like, this is fucking, you know, when Sergeant Hadrian has to, kill the robot that's guarding Malice by like being like, I am a pretty flower, you know, and just like saying nonsense. Stuff.
No, it's straight up Markov chain. It's what the little kid like mumbles to the fireman G.I. Joe at the end of the pork chop sandwiches video.
It's exceedingly pork chop sandwiches. It's so weird. Like no one is playing these. Nobody is making them. Like,
yeah,
it's really dystopic. Like dystopic. Like it's really spooky.
It's an August 20th five-star review for Hospital Escaper. This game needs more stuff added, and it should not be for four-year-olds. Written by person that's great writing.
My tag raises a lot of questions, or my writing answers a lot of questions. By my tag. Yeah,
and I love to say, seriously, need more stuff added, and please change it so that it is for four-year-olds. Very inappropriate. So please change the settings if you can. Thank you. Yeah. So, I mean, it's all just echoes of the haunted videos, haunted algorithmic videos for kids on YouTube, which I have to imagine is like
Batman gets Elsa pregnant while Venom watches. Like with the Joker is there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's Finger Family, but for the five stages of grief.
Yes. the baby shark pregnant Elsa.
Yeah.
Coco Melon Massacre. 2023.
Yeah. But yeah, you're just controlling a little guy using a virtual control pad to try and collect gems, not escape from the hospital, just survive.
Not a hospital.
Yeah, no, not a hospital. Nothing to do with a hospital.
Yeah. Amusement park, collecting gems while doing parkour. Mm-hmm. The thing that I thought was fun was that you kind of automatically climb up and jump everything. Like, I was like, oh, this is kind of like, I don't know, if this didn't interrupt me every 2 seconds, I might have fun with this.
It's almost a thing, yeah. But like, this is not meant to be a game.
It has game-like qualities.
It is literally just a wrapper for ads. So, I don't know. Doing just a search for hospital escape brings up lots of fun stuff as well on the on the App Store. You get a lot of things that are kind of related to this, but I also decided to check out the genre of game indicated by a game called Happy Hospital Baby Story. I will send you. I will send you screenshots of the promo stills for this.
Okay.
This is a game. This is in the genre of game that I call the disgusting woman game.
Yeah, the misogynist woman.
Yeah,
game. Yeah, like it. What if a woman had body hair?
Yeah, what if a woman had body hair? What if a woman stank? And this is it has nothing to do with managing a hospital for babies and everything to do with this pregnant woman is nasty. So we've got to address that. And literally, you select one of two mini games, either the ASMR mini game or I think it's like the action mini game. I'm not going to let it again because the game's fucking disgusting. The action mini game is steering a sperm to get to the egg so that the right kind of baby is born.
Don't worry, Marge. Our public schools have paved the way for this filth.
Or the ASMR game, and that is so fascinating that they call it that. Like that is the meant to appeal to like pimple poppers kind of thing, where it's this cartoon lady. The first one is just this incredibly infected and gunky ear that you've got to, and it's like literally just it prescribes what you have to do. You just have to tap in the right place to scoop the gunk out of the ear and to take ear studs and earrings out of it that are profoundly infected, while also popping pimples that have like bile squeeze out of them and stuff. I play so many disgusting games, love horror games and stuff. This was too much for me. I had to quit it.
if I'm not going to clean out my own ears, what does this game think? I'm going to do it for fun.
Oh, I've got rocks to clean at home.
Yeah, like I'm going to do the yard work simulator.
Yeah.
I miss one of the things I miss about Twitter is mobile game hell.
Oh, yeah.
That Twitter account where it would show these and it'd be like, marry her or crown her, and it will be a thing where it's like, either make somebody the queen or you marry her. And then they would choose marry. And then they like the little cartoon guy would kick her out of a taxi where she would then, shoot a grandmother and it'll be like, level 10 mob boss, all this nonsense. It's all that.
Yeah.
I'm concentrating on the screenshots of this after you, when it does become about a hospital for babies. And these babies' little bespoke blankets with a nurse to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
One with a tooth and one with just like an anatomical stomach.
Yep.
And stuff like the series of organ blankets that these babies have.
Yeah.
Representing their favorite organ.
Yeah.
Nightmare zone.
Absolutely nightmare zone.
Gross.
There are other ones in the search around this too. Again, just like the SEO chasing on these. So many of them. There's Foot Clinic ASMR Feet Care, which is all about lancing boils and like cleaning out gunk from under toenails.
Gross.
There's Idle Mental Hospital Tycoon.
Oh boy. Is that sensitive? It seems sensitive. Is it sensitive to the plight?
So it's not doing like a 2-point hospital thing.
Okay.
I'm looking at like a little guy. I need to send you this image. But it's a little guy who is grasping his head. And then there's a little like mood indicator above him that has like a simple drawing of the scream. And then it says, it's a panic attack.
Here, send it my way.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
I don't go in for the Lansing boils in real life.
No,
I feel like that's a real clinically insane thing to watch.
yeah.
Not, you know, not to be insensitive about it, but like, Jesus Christ, man, why?
No.
That's something.
Yeah. I know people who watch the pimple pumping videos and just, hey, you know, whatever blows your stoat, but like, no, it's too much.
Yeah.
Those have become like, those have been picked up and made into reality shows. Like there's a Dr. Pimple Popper. There's like a Dr. Pimple Popper show, which is just, you know, 25 minutes of like puff piece about the way this person's acne has affected their life. And then it gets down to business. The climax is going in and getting all the goo out. Yeah.
It's funny because that's named after that Seinfeld bit, but that Seinfeld bit, the reason why that's a classic bit is because everyone just thought they popped pimples and then everyone forgot about skin cancer. And then Jerry's like, skin cancer.
Oh, so shit. They are a real doctor. Fuck.
Yeah. Like, you know, but they never popped a pimple, but now it's gone full circle because of woke.
Yeah.
I don't go in for that.
Yeah. But just seeing the way that it's evolved from just popping pimples down to like, wax this woman's nasty underarm, which is not just hairy, but is clearly infected.
Well, and also they get varying degrees of misogynist and shitty. Because like sometimes it'll just be like a nasty underarm, and sometimes it'll just be an underarm, you know, or it'll just be a haircut that looks fine, you know, as possibly fashionable. Like, I don't know, expand your mind. Like you can have a hairy armpit. Shit's hot.
Yeah. The one from the bottom of the feet where you're not only just like popping warts or whatever, but there's very clearly like plantar warts that create those little abscesses and stuff. Like,
yeah,
this, I'm going to delete this because it's distressing me. Actually,
yeah, I don't like it. I need to serve somebody up some, what kind of devious porn can I put in the window as revenge?
No, thank you.
Yeah. Can I bring up a digressionary thing that is really old news?
Yes.
That I think we never had a chance to talk about.
Okay.
So this is old news. I understand the news cycle has moved on from this. It's just weird to me that we never talked about it. Me and Liv have talked about it a bunch because Lauren Boebert getting the hand job, doing the hand job during Beetlejuice.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, that thing that happened. Mm-hmm. Did you watch the video footage of that?
God, yeah. Yeah.
It is the most half-hearted hand job if you want to see a sex act where both people are technically touching each other's erogenous zones and they both have expressions on their face, they're like, is this good? Is this you like this? Is this what I should do? Is it good? They're both doing that for the entire time. It's so bleak.
It's the birthday hand job from the pilot of Breaking Bad, but somehow
less enthusiastic.
Yeah.
In public. And Beetlejuice is there. Can you imagine how Beetlejuice might have sauced up the pilot of Breaking Bad? Actually, let me ask the AI real quick.
Yeah. But you're going to have to.
We continue this. I never thought about how. But so there's that, right? Uh-huh. I find that fascinating. Again, old news. But it was incredible when it happened. The other thing is that guy having her husband having to go up and do the apology thing. Like, oh, we've been through a really messy divorce. Don't take this out on her. You know, it's my fault.
It wasn't his. It wasn't him who divorced her. Like, this is a guy that that she's seeing during the process of the divorce, which is whatever her business. But like the public humiliation tour that specifically he went on, not her. Like she did. Like there was basically nothing aside from sorry, got caught from her. I'm remembering this is so old that it, like details are resurfacing as I talk about it. The thing that she apologized for was the fact that he was a Democratic donor and happened to own a bar that had drag events. That is what she emphasized in her apology, which is I'm going to do a little bit more screening when I take somebody to the Hojos at the Beetlejuice.
I was just thinking about her ex-husband having to. So like you're getting divorced.
Yeah.
The woman you're divorcing gives a public hand job at Beetlejuice and then you have to do an apology to her.
Oh, it's so wild.
It's the most cucked anyone's ever been. And I don't use that phrase, but like, I don't like thinking about masculinity or like being emasculated.
No,
but that's pretty emasculated.
It's,
you know,
yeah. And I'm not know. Saying, and like, I don't want to be care, misunderstood. Like,
yeah. For sure.
And say like, oh, if anybody should get the Scarlet Letter for this, well, it should be Nancy Mace because, you know, she just wants all the attention. Sorry, that's a new thing. Yeah. Did you see Nancy Mace walking around the big red A?
I don't even know who that is. Quitting Twitter has made me so unplugged. It's great.
Yeah, she's a congressperson who is trying to like ride the line, like, you know, just enlightened centrist kind of thing. Just taking, she's doing the Charlie wildcard thing, just taking whatever stance will get the most cameras on her.
Gotcha.
And after the McCarthy thing, she was, you know, just walking around the Capitol with a big red A on her chest saying, I've got the Scarlet Letter because I voted in this one way, because sometimes I'm for abortion and sometimes I'm against it. And it's like, have you read the book, Nancy?
Repulsive.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that Lauren Boebert, as you know, the person, should be like not necessarily ashamed or go apologize or be drubbed for giving somebody a hand job at the musical. Yeah. The only thing that bothers me about the act is that there might have been kids there.
Wait, it's a children's musical,
yeah,
like, or a children friendly musical.
Yeah,
you know, the hypocrisy bothers me. The hand job in the dark, I could take or leave.
Yeah,
you know, if you want to do that, but it is a little weird.
It's tacky. You know?
It's tacky. It's not at an adult only event. It's as a thing. And also, put your heart into it. Just at the very least, look like you're mashing it. You're mashing it.
it was also an OTP HJ.
Yes, OTP HJ, and then an OT OTP breast rub.
Yeah,
you know, they're both mashing it.
OTBG, and open, yes, and over the bra groping.
Bleak.
Yeah. It was one of the funnier weekends on Twitter. Yeah,
it was a very funny time that we moved on from very fast.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Thinking about how Beetlejuice might spice up. Like, I don't like hand jobs. From a sex perspective.
Yeah,
They don't do a lot for me.
It's a stepping stone to something else, you know?
Well, yeah. It's also a thing, and this is going to, you know, this is possibly TMI, but I've already started the sentence.
At that point, you can't back out.
Yeah, I can't. There's no way to, we don't have the technology because of woke. At that point, I'd rather just do it myself.
Yeah.
You know, like, you be there, sit on my face or something. I don't know. I could do it myself. I'm just better at it if my hands are involved. You know, and it's going to sound like I just haven't gotten any good hand jobs. They haven't been all Boebert mashings. Like, I've had skilled hand job asses, but I just don't prefer it.
Yeah.
But maybe that's because Beetlejuice wasn't there, or there wasn't the threat of Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Like, I'm constantly, every time I get a hand job, I'm going, Beetlejuice, just in case he were to show up.
Just in case,
really spice it up.
That's the missing part of the ritual that they don't show you in the movie.
Yeah, like, maybe she's on to something.
Yeah.
You know?
In prior experiences, when I've been manually manipulated by a partner, it has generally been early in the proceedings.
Sure.
So much so to the point where it is basically having somebody else dry jack you, which is not preferable. In my too much static friction involved in the affair, you know. So
it's just not how my dingus works.
Yeah. You know,
but with the supernatural magic that Beetlejuice has,
I feel like
he could probably make that work.
Oh, I mean, just Beetlejuice smiling at you just makes all the pre come out. So
yeah,
you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you've been milked.
Yeah.
You know, just from across the room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Breaking Bad title. So I said, pitch me a reboot of Breaking Bad where everything is the same except Beetlejuice is there. Breaking Bad, : Beetlejuiced. In this reimagination of the iconic series, Breaking Bad, the gripping tale of Walter White's transformation into the meth kingpin Heisenberg remains the central focus. However, a bizarre twist emerges as the mischievous and supernatural character Beetlejuice is inexplicably thrust into Walter's world. Here's how Breaking Bad Beetlejuice unfolds.
I love how it's just inexplicably, like, we're not going to bother to explain. He's just there.
It feels like the AI is making fun of me.
Okay.
For choosing this. Unforeseen partnership. Walter White's journey into the criminal underworld takes an unexpected turn when Beetlejuice mysteriously appears in Albuquerque. Beetlejuice's chaotic and unpredictable nature initially throws a threat poses a threat to Walter's carefully laid plans. However, in a bizarre turn of events, Walter reluctantly realizes Beetlejuice's strange abilities could be beneficial. The Beetlejuice factor. Beetlejuice's presence disrupts the established order, getting a surreal and unpredictable element. Supernatural abilities prove a blessing and a curse. Comic interplay. The clash between Walter's seriousness and Beetlejuice's zany personality creates moments of dark humor and tension.
I love how Jesse is not involved in this at all.
That was the big change they had. Their odd couple dynamic leads to unconventional problem-solving methods. Beetlejuice's influence affects Walter's arc. Walter finds himself torn between leveraging Beetlejuice's unpredictable powers and containing the havoc that they bring. Jesse, initially skeptical of Beetlejuice, gradually forms an unexpected bond with the supernatural troublemaker. Supernatural twist, Beetlejuice's ability to bend reality occasionally provides miraculous solutions. Rising tensions, Beetlejuice's involvement escalates, draws attention to the criminal elements. Of course. And then the final showdown, ultimately, as the series reaches its climax, the convergence of Walter's calculated strategies and Beetlejuice's wild unpredictability culminates in a final surreal showdown, which reshapes the fate of Walter White and those entangled in his world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we know how to be different. What if I write? Beetlejuice was there.
It's going to reject that. It doesn't like stuff about hand job.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if I got a... Can I fool it?
Maybe. Did you have to like couch it like two layers deep in the question?
All right.
Yeah, I love how non-specific ChatGPT is about this, and also as funny as it is to have the AI design jigsaw traps for for people, it really misses the key premise. It's really just they're just providing a bunch of like puzzles for the person to solve. There's very little in the way of sacrifice that needs to be made, or really any threat to bodily integrity that is involved in the process. In the process of getting out of it. So like, it's a lot of navigating mazes. It's a lot of just saying, hey, there's a piece of a puzzle and you have to find it and put it in the right place.
It's a, not to spoil cast or anything like that, but it's possible that chat AI is poking holes in the airtight philosophy of Jigsaw, the condescending serial killer.
Yeah.
I said, what if I were to get intimate, but also Beetlejuice is there? Okay. And it just answered the Breaking Bad question again.
That's exactly what would happen. Beetlejuice is there, and Walter White is there, and Pinkman is there.
Yeah. If I ever jack off with Beetlejuice, it opens a hole to the multiverse and we get all the Breaking Bad characters in real life. Oh no.
Successfully completing the final puzzle opens a portal to the afterlife, allowing Beetlejuice to move on, but not before a final quirky twist or a humorous remark from the afterlife overseer.
TGIB.
thank God I'm Beetlejuice. The Lauren Bober thing is very funny as well, just because you've got it's the narcissism of small differences between her and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Like you have two of the same people, but they both cannot exist at the same time, so they're in eternal struggle. It's literally there can be only one. The two of them just sniping at each other when they have everything in common. It's so good. Like in a fight between those two, I root for the fight.
Of course.
Yeah,
the quantum superposition where maybe they both don't exist.
Yeah.
You know, prefer.
Maybe they will annihilate.
Yeah. Getting a hand job at a play, at a comedy musical, is really strange just in general, regardless of who's doing it.
Yes.
You know, and I like public hand jobs in a theater thing, again, not coming out swinging against that necessarily. A play is real weird. You never know if Beetlejuice is going to get on the ground and start doing some shtick.
No.
And like, I feel like if you're doing a hand job, that's gold for Beetlejuice.
Yes.
Like Beetlejuice would land there and just be like, whoa, room for one more, you know, and like just...
You're making it too easy. It's like being a real big guy and sitting in the front row at a Lisa Lampanelli show. Like exactly. it's gonna be a thing.
You get roasted. Yeah, you don't want it. Beetlejuice said have opinions on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. You got to, if you're going to do it, an OTP HJ, you got to do it at CATS because it makes it into a stealth mission. You never know when they're going to be prowling the aisles.
Yeah. And they have stealth powers. Yes. They get a bonus to their sneak. Yeah. It's probably more appropriate, like Equus or something. I don't know.
yeah. Moments snap together like magnets.
I don't know. It just also I had a lot of shouts and fraud about that because something bad happened to a bad person.
They
got caught embarrassed and that felt good.
Yeah.
We just all moved on from it for a while. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to give us a blast from the past where we can luxuriate.
Yeah.
And that happened, you know, with this news cycle that moves forward very, very quickly.
Remember when the news was fun?
Yeah, for like a second.
Yeah. You know?
And now it's all pretty bleak.
Yeah. You know? Nothing will beat the time when we thought Donald Trump was going to die of COVID. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. That was a really good time.
There's a good chance we'll live to have him actually die.
You're too optimistic for me.
You don't think you'll outlive? We're like a third his age.
I know, right?
I feel like might be able to outlive him.
No.
I don't think it'll be anytime soon. I'm not trying to be naive. I'm saying like in like 10, 20 years.
No.
You know, we might have a nice day.
Oh, true. Know? Yeah. One can always hold out hope.
Hope springs eternal.
Yeah.
Thanks everybody for listening. We appreciate you. We like you.
Mm-hmm.
What can they do, Cole?
If they like us, they can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv, and once there, they can support us, get bonus episodes of this show, whole bonus shows. We think it's a good value.
Yeah, very much so. You can also at certain levels dictate games for us to play.
Mm-hmm.
You can participate in our monthly dispatch questions, lots of stuff. Jackbox. Yeah. Once a month, mm-hmm. all those things. You can, you don't have to be a patron for this, but you should do it anyway. Save the date, December 1st through 3rd, Duckstream 2023. Yeah. West Coast, East Coast, guest streamers, gonna be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
You'll enjoy.
It'll be a good time raising money for the Transactive Gender Project out of Lewis and Clark College. Yeah.
10 years. And then also leaving ratings and reviews on Apple Podcast or Podcast Addict and joining us in thanking our producer, Gwen.
Thank you, Gwen.
Yeah. Until next time, what should they do?
Yeah, until next time, if you're listening to this, it's already too late.